Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, welcome. It's 5:30. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Before we get started with citizens' comments, I just want to let everyone know that we're going to limit citizens' comments to 3 minutes each tonight because I have a feeling this is going to be a fairly lengthy conversation. So we did receive a packet in the mail. Other than that, if we have any citizens that would like to speak, please state your name and address, and there's a sign-in sheet down there.
Can I go ahead?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Claudia Valpatesta.
Is it though?
Oh, sit. Mm-hmm.
Sure, if you want.
It's up to you.
Oh, no. That's all right. 1404 81st Street, Kenosha. Actually, what I'd like to say just briefly is that I hope that the resolution is actually withdrawn. The reason I'm saying that is because I wouldn't want the public to necessarily have the impression that the board or myself are in any way inferring that we don't, you know, support the Muslim community. What I feel is that the particular resolution as it's written, and I've seen several of them from across the country, some of them have passed, some of them have went through many different revisions and ultimately failed because particular counties either didn't like certain language or it didn't, you know, meet maybe certain legal requirements, or it didn't give reference to, you know, what does it mean by speech, what does it mean by violence. You know, those can be somewhat arbitrary terms if they're not in a strictly legalistic. But what I feel is that we should all speak out against violence. I think that's an important message, but I don't think it should be messaged in such a framework that's by a specific organization. So for instance, if I was coming before you and said that I'm with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, or I represent mothers, you know, with, you know, for children with autism, and we had a very specific platform, and I was asking you to adopt that platform, I don't think it's good for government to adopt any particular group's platform, no matter how noble or how good, because those are ideological ideas. They can be flawed. Groups don't have to have accurate information. They don't have to be scientifically based. Their members don't have to take any kind of accreditation. They might. They may be, you know, those members could be doctors, lawyers, or whatever. But that doesn't mean that they have necessarily the kinds of obligations that you have in county government as elected official, or the kinds of responsibilities that the police or county workers have. Having been a Kenosha County employee, I know the kinds of responsibilities that I had to not only maintain civil rights, but go through the necessary county ongoing civil rights trainings and so forth and so on. So again, I just really believe strongly that you know, if Mr. Hallman wants to, you know, come up with that, I really...
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak? Okay, seeing... Oh,
yeah.
One more.
Mary Magdalene Moser. I'm here tonight to ask you to reject the proposed resolution entitled Resolution 84, condemning violence and hate speech expressing solidarity with Muslims and all those targeted for their ethnicity, race, or religion because of its many inaccuracies and frequent baseless claims. For example, there is no evidence to support the claim, quote, there has been an unprecedented backlash since 9/11 in the forms of hate crimes and employment discrimination toward Arab and Muslim Americans. This is an absolute falsehood. To support my position, I will quote former U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who said while speaking at the Muslim Advocates annual dinner on December 3rd, 2015, quote, since 9/11, we've had over 1,000 investigations into acts of anti-Muslim hatred, including rhetoric and bigoted actions, with over 45 prosecutions arising out of that. We are a nation of 330 million citizens, 45 prosecutions, to say nothing of how many of those prosecutions actually resulted in convictions over the course of 15 years is so minor as to be statistically irrelevant. There is also no evidence to support this resolution's claims of, quote, recent escalation of hateful rhetoric against Muslims, those perceived to be Muslims, immigrants, and people of color, or its claim of, quote, extreme bigotry and violence against Muslim communities and their leaders. As evidence of my assertion that these are both baseless claims, I invite you to check the FBI's Uniform Crime Reports hate crime statistics, which prove that since the FBI began recording this data, religiously motivated hate crimes have always been overwhelmingly committed against Jewish Americans, to the astonishing level of being 56.8% of all religiously motivated hate crimes. Crimes against Muslim Americans are a mere 16.1%, and that percentage is not escalating. I am especially concerned with the wording of this resolution because it so closely matches that of a supposedly non-binding resolution passed unanimously by the Canadian Parliament last November. Members were told that that anti-Muslim bias resolution was just to show solidarity and had no real importance, except for the fact that everything government does is important because it lays the groundwork for what follows. Less than a month after that resolution passed, a new law entitled Motion 103 was introduced to make Islamophobia a prosecutable crime, and that is a blasphemy law. The best a government can do is treat all citizens equally before the law. We already do that here in the United States. Resolutions like this single out specific groups as somehow, in the eyes of the government, more worthy than others. No group deserves superior treatment from government because that is supremacy. I know none of you would consider a resolution like this if it swapped out the word Muslim for Roman Catholic, or it swapped out the words people of color for white people, because that would mean an endorsement of religious and racial supremacy. This proposed ordinance resolution is no different than the example I just gave. If you would be unwilling to vote for that, I hope you are unwilling to vote for this. I oppose hate speech
time.
Legislation. Oh, sorry. Just
thank you. Sorry. Any other citizens to speak? Citizens, none. Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and open this up for a for discussion. You guys have all read the resolution.
Are you going to approve all the minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Move it. Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
You weren't here.
You weren't here.
So Terry or Dennis.
Pardon?
I moved the minutes for 2015, September 1st. I need
second.
A second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are passed. Any other communications? I don't have any. Okay. David, did you want to come in present your resolution?
Sure. Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
I'm going to paint this because I don't want to feel like I'm four. Good evening. So the resolution that is before you is basically the result of, I would say, a number of communications that I've sent to you, my fellow county board supervisors. One of them is a letter that I want to say dates back to perhaps late last summer for both. I sent to city officials as well as county officials just basically saying, you know, I appreciate working alongside you. I appreciate living here, but there's some things about this community that are very, very hostile, and they really need to change. I believe probably either before that or even after that, I have done a county board supervisor comments on very specifically that. I'll be honest, you know, I'm not like the rest of you, you know. I don't drive around in a car. I take the bus. When I don't have bus money, I walk. So I see things in your population. I hear things, you know, subtle things that the rest of you wouldn't pick up on because you're not walking the street, ending up in these interactions. One of them, simple case in point, two white guys working on a red pickup truck, you know, outside a house with a Confederate flag and the Australian flag, and they decide to get in my face. You know, that's one example. I know this is a community that has had a history of people who are white supremacists. I know this because Joe Manji has talked about it. I've heard about it from longtime city councilwoman Kathy Marks. I've heard about it from Tim Mahone. You know, that's concerning, but then I look at my community and I say, what is it about this place that people feel comfortable? You know, it's, for me personally, you know, the previous county board chair who would frequent an establishment relatively near to this building, you know, I was invited to join my fellow county supervisors for a drink after a meeting. I said, sure, I'll be along. I was only maybe 10 or 15 minutes behind him. Get to the door of the establishment, I see everybody's cars in the parking lot, and as I approach to go in, what does the security guard look at me and say? Do you have a reservation? And before I can get out, no, I'm with, he said, then you can't go in. So the white folks can go in, but I can't. You know? I know it doesn't have to be like this in this community. I know that it can be better. I know that a lot of people saw the word Muslim and just stopped. And they shouldn't have, because it also says immigrants and people of color. I don't understand what people see in this text that is so incredibly threatening. I mean, really, when you get down to it, and it took me quite a while to really digest all of this in my head. The text that you see before you pertains to the lives of people of color and what those experiences are. You know, I mean, if you want to vote it down, fine. I didn't think this was really that big of a deal or controversial. I was dealing with gender-neutral restrooms 10 years ago. You know, one of the first things I asked, actually, our personnel director when I got to this job. So, you know, I live in a very different universe than the rest of you. You know, I can't even go to WCA without having other county supervisors, even though we all have name tags with our counties on them, assuming I'm from Milwaukee. And some of them, when I say, no, I'm from Kenosha, have the nerve to fight me and say, no, you're from Milwaukee. You know, I love you all. I'm firmly on Team Kenosha. But I would kind of like to know, you know, regardless politically as to where we differ, regardless as to whether or not you like whatever ideas I bring to the table, I'd kind of like you all to be a bit of a better defense and to be a better community, especially located between Chicago and Milwaukee. This wasn't supposed to be difficult. This wasn't supposed to be controversial. This wasn't supposed to cause a ruckus. But apparently asking people to like understand and hear what it's like to be a person of color is very offensive to folks. I'm just shocked and surprised. I really am. And on that basis, Madam Chair, there really isn't anything else I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Discussion? Supervisor Rose.
Well, I'll begin the discussion by saying that I think this resolution needs to be defeated, or if we want to do it diplomatically, tabled indefinitely. But I think table indefinitely is tantamount to defeating it. I view this resolution quite differently than Mr. Holman does. I think it is ill-conceived. It doesn't address the issues that he spoke to. It's unwise. It's divisive. It will not be well regarded in the community at all. I don't look upon the community as a hostile community. You may feel that way, but I don't view it that way at all. I'm looking at the resolution as it's titled here, Expressing Solidarity with Muslims. Very frankly, the radical Islamic terrorists that have hit 9/11, the buildings, that have struck at numerous locations and killed people in this country, or in Paris, or in Germany, or who want to eradicate the state of Israel, or who have murdered and killed and practically eliminated the Assyrian Christian community throughout the Middle East, I can hardly support a resolution like this talking on the merits. So I don't think that this ought to be stand before this county board and line us up with that kind of violence and hatred. That's the way I see this resolution presented to us this evening. So I will vote against this tonight. I will vote against it and speak strongly against it at the board. And I don't want to see it withdrawn. I think we need to fight this resolution as it stands before us tonight.
Thank you. Supervisor Overman?
Yeah, I'm going to just add one word. Terry missed. It's inflammatory. And it's poorly written, very poorly written. I doubt if Supervisor Hallman wrote this because he's much more eloquent than what's on paper here in front of me. And I agree with Terry. We could table it. It takes two-thirds, I think, to take something off the table, and that'd be the end of it. But I also don't really want to pass this alternate one because it's something that we have taken an oath to do anyway. If this is just to appease, I don't think we really need to worry about appeasing. Kenosha County does a very good job with our police department, district attorney's office. So I thought when I read this, it was just poorly put together. If that was the point you were trying to make, what Supervisor Hallman said, it didn't do it. So I would like to vote against it this evening. I would like to not propose the alternate. So that's where I stand.
Okay. Any other comments?
I mean, I've never seen a problem in Kenosha County, either about Muslims or Jewish, and this to me is just calling attention to it, which is, I mean, why would you want to do that?
Yeah. I'm going to start with my concern with what Supervisor Overman said about this being inflammatory. I really feel that everybody should treat everybody with respect. I don't care who you are, what you do, what color you are, your ethnicity. This is kind of pigeonholing a situation that, again, I believe will come inflammatory. And the reason why I also have a problem, if you look at the, I don't know if anybody I have, look at the County Board Code of Ethics. It states in there that we need to treat everybody fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, so basically, I don't see where the merit comes with this resolution. If it's just to pass it, I just don't see where it's going. It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. And I really don't think, A, government should be involved in it, and B, Kenosha County government should be involved in it. If you read the Kenosha County Board of Ethics, which all the supervisors, I'm sure, have at one point in time, again, with what Dennis said, even with the second resolution, this is a kind of a mute point. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I cannot also support this at this stage in time, mainly because I don't really feel, one, that the merit that it's written on is portraying the right message that I believe Kenosha County wants to send. You know, that's just the way I feel about it. And again, I go back to the aspect of, I really believe that, I know for a fact that the supervisors on the board treat everybody with respect. And I feel that's done throughout Kenosha County. I mean, I've talked with the sheriff. I've talked with actually the police department, both administrations, the chief, the sheriff. They don't have a problem. There's not a problem here. Do you know what I mean? So my concern, too, is creating it, like Supervisor Gable said, creating a situation that potentially was never here to begin with. So that's my comments in regards to the resolution at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Frederick.
To me, I'm going to go along the same guidelines that's been said already. To me, this is a solution in search of problems. Because right now, we have, with our city, they have a task force already when it comes to crimes, dealing with individuals, LGBT crimes, and other items already in place. To me, this is something, we're redoing something that's unnecessary. So that's why I would also be against this.
Anyone else? Supervisor Rose.
I would move to reject the resolution.
Second.
I think Supervisor.
Oh. Supervisor Spolsky.
I'll try not to repeat what a lot has been said, because I concur with what you're saying. When I first saw it, I said, I'm not even sure what community that it was referring to, because it impugns our community as an extremely racist and violent place, which I absolutely reject. I've not gotten that type of input, whether it's my district or any others. I certainly come to the city. I never feel unsafe. I guess there's always pockets of it, of a little bit here or there. It's equal protection under law, 14th Amendment. And I like the statement that was essentially, you know, a solution looking for a problem. I reject them both. I would encourage you, supervisors, to reject them both, not table it. Put an end to this, because I don't like the message or the image that it puts forth for Kenosha County as a place where we're not open and forgiving and accepting of others, which is completely untrue. I just don't see it in our community. And so I just wanted to express the fact that I hope that you guys will take proper action on both these resolutions and vote them down. Thank you, Madam Manager.
So, Supervisor Block.
Okay, I just wanted to make a comment as an immigrant. I'm a first-generation immigrant, and I guess I can see where Supervisor Hallman, you know, I don't think he was trying to be inflammatory with this resolution. I think he was just trying to make awareness of the, you know, the problem that's happening in general, not necessarily in our community, you know, with, you know, the recent Muslim bans and, you know, just the, you know, increase in hate crimes that we're seeing around the nation. But then I can see what other people are talking about too. You know, we don't have that problem in Kenosha. I mean, I know what it's like to be different, but I haven't been a target of any of these hate crimes, so I can't really, you know, I don't know, you know, I can't relate to his experience. That said, I can see both sides, but I do agree that it might be bringing a problem to this community that we don't have, so. I will not support it either.
Okay. So the alternate that was presented by Supervisor Wambold and myself can certainly be withdrawn. We have no problem with that. That was just that. It was presented as an alternate in case there had to be some sort of a resolution to this tonight. Just because there were so many people strongly speaking against it. And that's why that one was written. So at this time, I will withdraw the alternate resolution, and we will go ahead and vote on.
I just have a point of, or a question, Robert Rules. Are we allowed to vote something down, or do you just not vote something in the affirmative?
You voted. Well,
I don't know, and that's why I'm asking.
The proper motion would be to move approval and then defeat that motion, but if the motion is to defeat it, I mean, you could do it that way. I think the proper motion is to move approval and then defeat that motion.
What was
right?
I moved to defeat the resolution, right. But who would move to support it?
Right.
That's the problem.
I'm just
so
asking.
I think I agree. How else are we going to defeat it if no one is willing to prove it approval?
Well, if you just move the resolution for approval, someone seconds it, and then everyone votes no.
I understand.
Could someone move to table it indefinitely, and that would take care of the problem as well?
It's still not voting against it. That's just voting to table.
Okay. Yeah,
that's just, but I mean, court counsel said it was in order, so I was just questioning. I don't want to do something, you know, incorrect.
So the motion is to deny it.
Correct.
To defeat it. Okay. So, and Supervisor Elverman was the one who seconded it, correct?
I may have.
Okay, so we have our first and a second. Any more discussion? We'll go ahead and take a roll call.
Kim Bruning?
No.
Daniel Esposito?
Oh, wait.
No, you would say
yes. You want to say yes to defeat it. That's why, that's why I asked.
Yes.
That's why I'm glad you
first. Yeah, can you rephrase what we're voting on?
Proper motion is a motion for
Terry Rose.
And vote against it. But.
Aye.
Mike Gable?
Aye.
Aaron Decker?
Aye.
Leah Blau?
Aye.
Boyd Frederick?
Aye.
Dennis Elverman?
Yes.
All aye.
Okay. The resolution has been defeated. I don't see it coming to the board unless something changes. So, any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Any other business? Mm-hmm. Also,
it will be recorded in the minutes that the motion was to defeat.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. The motion was to defeat the resolution. Yes. Okay. If nothing else, we will go ahead and adjourn. I have a first and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you guys for coming down.
Yeah. Okay.